Do you have a particular name for the kind of boat that somebody would go fishing in?
Boat? Yes, and the oh Lord, my boy's got two boats up in, and they got two names. He has the 7-foot rowboat, you know, that's what he pulls with his paddle, and then he's got his larger motorboat.
Okay, that's fine.
Yes.
What do you call a covering for a pillow?
Case.
Okay. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
So pretty string of beads.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say one man really did what to the other?
Give him a licking. If
right. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his
calf of his leg.
Okay. Have you ever heard people say, get down on his honkers or?
Yes, knees. Get down on your knees or all fours.
Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn this a penny. He's really a
just a stingy crook, I ring.
That's fine. Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes that don't look good. You might say, he certainly does look
presentable or handsome or
okay. And suppose somebody was wearing clothes that didn't look good, that were ill-fitting and just didn't fit well at all. You might say, he really looks
yes, he looks odd, looks bad.
Okay. Now, if you were talking about a woman who was wearing her best clothes, you say, she sure is
cute, nice, neat.
Okay. What word would you use to mean an old person who's very lively and gets around very well? Say, he certainly is what for his age?
Spry.
Okay. You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is
worthless.
Okay.
Lazy.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
That's what we'd call, back in the day, they ain't no more here now much, but there was peckerwoods, as we called them.
Okay.
I'll peck a hole in a tree and I'll get in there and raise in there.
Okay, fine. And what do you call an insect that just jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
What do you call an old house that people might say spirits lived in?
Old antiques or log houses. Or
yes, sir, but what's the word that would mean that people thought spirits lived in it? They'd say, ooh, that's an old, what kind of house?
Old antique, is that right?
Well, there's another word that people use when they think, oh, well, when there's stories going around in the neighborhood about how somebody died there or something. Mm-hmm. And they say, well, you better not go in there, because that's a, you know what I'm getting at? Children might dare each other to spend the night in there, kind of thing. And what would they call that kind
hated.
Of thing?
Hated. Can't call it hated.
Okay, that's fine. Somebody might be afraid to go past a cemetery at night because he'd be afraid he'd see.
Yes, afraid of the ghost.
Okay. What do you call something like a black cat that people say brings bad luck?
I've forgotten now. They call them cats some kind of a name in this country.